President Trump's decision to impose a 25% tariff on Canadian goods highlights his isolationist stance and reveals a lack of understanding of the true impact on his own citizens. Further, this point, his previous term showed he does not prioritize the American people over others, suggesting these tariffs will likely remain for at least 12 months. Canadian businesses must recognize that the American market has fundamentally changed. As a nation, we need now to support local companies, buy Canadian products, and seek customers beyond the United States. We should promote free trade between provinces and expand our market share in the Association of Southeast Asia Nations, ASEAN, Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, South American countries, and Europe. By making these changes, we will build a stronger, more diversified economy that relies less on the United States and more on Canadian innovation and resilience. Regarding President Trump's challenges, immigration and fentanyl are not the whole story. Canada is currently facing significant issues, and these trade tensions may persist until President Trump fully pays for his tax cuts for wealthy Americans and further supports the thesis the trade war will persist. Mr. President, it would be a mistake to interpret our compassion for the world as a weakness. We thank you for this opportunity to demonstrate our true character. Spence Duff, Cochrane, A.B.